I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Wednesday morning, the 16th of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 49. And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" This is a 12-year-old boy. I'm talking about our Savior. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. A 12-year-old boy was lost. His mom and dad couldn't find him. He'd been lost not for 3 hours, but for 3 days. Where was he? He was in the very place he was supposed to be. He was in the temple, in his Father's house. He was found sitting quietly, debating, listening, asking questions and giving incredible answers and confounding the greatest minds in the world at that time. And they were astonished, that's the word, by his answers. You see, Jesus says to you and me today that unless we become as little children, we will never see the kingdom of God. Oh, my dear friend, you and I must be so careful that we don't underestimate the young person's mind, boys and girls. You know, they are open. I just love speaking to young people. They are unpolluted by the things of the world. They are soft. They cry easily. They are very emotional. They are pliable, just like a young sapling, a young tree. They can bend in the storms of life. They are teachable. Not like an old tree set in its ways. And eventually the big wind comes and they cannot bend and they break and they snap. We must not be like that. Jesus says we need to become like little children. You know, I got an email just a few days ago. I was so touched. A young, yes, exactly 12-year-old boy by the name of Noah. Noah came to his very first Mighty Men conference at Jeffreys Bay a few weeks ago, and his life has been completely changed. Today, let us be gentle and loving and kind and listen to what young people have to say. Jesus bless you and goodbye.